This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This idea of Jonathan Kuminga's return and sort of like what might still worry you with the Golden State Warriors. I tell you what, I've sort of, I don't want to say become addicted to this, but I've been very wooed by this in ways that I didn't see coming. We've all watched Jimmy Butler play in the NBA for a long time. We know this guy is he's a bona fide one. He's got a nickname called Playoff Jimmy. That's a pretty good nickname to have. But someone texted us a short time ago and goes, I this is a small thing, but I'm worried that Jimmy is almost too hesitant to shoot. And I look at a game like last night where a bunch of things happened that people really like in the box score. Start with, for instance, Buddy Hield hitting a bunch of three-point shots.
6 of 9.
Okay. He goes 6 of 9. Warriors are going to win that basketball game. That's almost for sure.
They're undefeated when he scores, I think, 17 points?
Something like that. And last night he had 20. When you get, it's actually kind of a wonder why the Warriors didn't win by 40 last night.
Yeah.
When you look at the box score. If I told you before the game, Buddy Hield's going to hit 6 threes. Gary Payton's going to have his career high. Moses Moody will score 20. Quentin Post will go double dige. And Jimmy Butler will have a triple-double. If I had said all that to you, I'd be like, Warriors minus 25 and a half.
Exactly, 25 is what
don't
I was thinking. 135, 110.
Man, but this is something you don't see in the NBA anymore. And this is why I don't worry about Jimmy Butler. If he's hesitant to shoot, that's fine. Check this out. How often do you see this, or how many players in the NBA could even do this anymore? He scored a triple-double, okay? 15 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists. And in the line in the box score for three-point shots, he went 0 for 0.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Triple-double with no three-point attempts. He is a throwback in ways that I don't think I fully grasped the level of what Jimmy Butler is doing, not just for himself, but for others on a basketball court.
And I do think that it's because of, in part, his basketball IQ, and he knows that the three-point shot is not his bag. So you got a team with Steph Curry on it. Well, you're not going to shoot a lot of threes. And Buddy Hield, a guy who, when hot, can shoot a three. And you mentioned GP2 in a career high. He was GP3 last night. He hit 4 of them. And then you got in Quentin, who had 3 of them. Moses with a couple of them. Draymond Green knocked down his requisite 1 3-pointer per game. So if you're Jimmy, you realize that not only is it not what I'm really good at, but it's also not what this team needs. So I'm not totally surprised that he had that triple-double without attempting a three. And I wouldn't mind if he didn't attempt another three this year, because watching him shoot a three is a little bit painful. It's a little bit painful.
Well, okay. I mean,
His shooting motion is, it's a little bit awkward, and you can tell that he's not feeling it usually when he rises up to shoot a three, it's usually, well, I guess I got to do this.
I mean, he hit his only attempt in Brooklyn. He went 2 of 4 against the Pistons. I realized prior to that, three-point shots as a member of the Warriors were very few and far between as far as Jimmy Butler was concerned. Like, actually, I'm looking at his three-point log since joining the Warriors.
Yeah, 20%.
Yeah, he hit one in Houston the night before the All-Star break. And then he hit one in Charlotte, that game that was a little wonky and took a while for them to brush Charlotte off. And then that's it. Then the three that he hit that I just referenced, Brooklyn and the Pistons, he's hit a total of 5.
Yep.
It's not his comfort zone.
Yep.
I don't know. Like
for 26.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not his thing.
Yeah.
But when he does I do feel like there's discernment. I feel like he's trying to pick his spots.
Absolutely discernment, yeah. Which is why I give him credit for the basketball IQ. And, you know, Steve Kerr will tell you that a shot created must be taken, and that's true. But if you're Jimmy Butler and you find your way to the three-point line with 9 seconds on the shot clock and you get the ball and it's an open look, I do think that he takes measures to see if he can then attack the basket, penetrate and kick it out to somebody else on the team that might be better at that. And it's not to say he's scared or anything like that, but I do think that he is so smart as a basketball player that if he gets the ball behind the line with 2.8 on the shot clock, he's going to shoot it. And that's just what you do. But beyond that, when he gets it earlier in the clock, he still imagines that what he can do with the basketball with 8 on the clock to get to the basket, get to the foul line, or create for someone else, that's a better shot, ultimately.
Yeah. It's really, the more I think about this, and the two things we kind of came up with earlier, and we'll take your calls right now. What worries do you still have for the Warriors? What are they missing? What scares you the rest of the way? Because I know right now, as a Warrior fan, we've just decided they're going to win all the games. They're going to win every night. This is super easy. So an overconfidence angle, definitely, I feel. But that's more the fans than the players.
Exactly.
So I don't know that that's actually a problem. For me, the issue is, and 888-957-9570 if you want to weigh in, the issue is there is still a very high possibility that what happened earlier in the season is going to bite them. That's still a very high possibility, and that could mean a lot of different things. But there were too many losses that they should not have had earlier in the year, and that could bite them in two different ways. One, it leaves them in a spot where they are still vulnerable in the standings as we sit here today. Even with the win streaks, they are still vulnerable in the standings. The other thing that means is that the Warrior stars are just going to have their foot on the gas pedal every night for the rest of the way. And I don't think that's a good formula. You know, if you really look at the Warriors the last few years, they've actually been artists in terms of how they have done load management or even sort of like be really cautious with any injury, any ankle sprain, like they did with Steph 3 years ago, where they ramped him right up so that he came off rested and ready to go for the playoffs. And then off they went to win a championship. Like, they don't have that luxury. They don't have that luxury. So my concern is that Jimmy and Steph and Draymond are going to be playing so hard until the buzzer that they're going to be gassed when the playoffs get here.
It could be, and you hope that that's not the case, and you make a good point about 2022 where Steph was able to get the rest because of the ankle injury, and he came back fresh for the postseason run. And I think about the KD season, the first year when he came, they went 67-15, and a lot of those years and a lot of those games were three quarters of basketball, and you just blew people out. But then the novelty of KD kind of wore off, and the next year they went 58-24. And I remember that year, Mark, 2018-17/18, where the regular season was kind of an afterthought. And then the next year, the final year of KD was even more so, where it didn't even matter what they did. They kind of wanted the one seed because then you had an easier road and you had home court and the rest of it. But they weren't grinding on regular season games the way that they used to. And I do think that now that they're all older and Jimmy's here and he's older and Steph's about to be 37, they do see the value in rest as opposed to, you know, we got to get to the 5. I'm sure they're thinking, as long as we stay out of the play-in game, And if we're rested and healthy, then nobody wants a piece of us.
No, and I agree with that. I wonder how they're going to play it, man. I really do. Because we're so, like, ramped up right now and tapped into every game and excited about it. Will it catch you off guard if next Tuesday they're like, Steph's not playing against Milwaukee. Jimmy's not playing against Milwaukee, especially Jimmy. Jimmy's the linchpin. I don't even know if this is true, but the way it feels right now is if Jimmy plays, they win, and if he doesn't, they don't.
Right. They've only lost simple. Once with him.
Yeah, unbelievable. Right. And he's missed one game, and they went and gaffed one in Philadelphia against a bad team with no good players. Crazy. So I don't want him sitting out, but I also don't want them to overly exert themselves and have nothing left come playoff time.
Yeah, and I think that they're in a spot right now, at least. They don't have a cushion, but they're heading toward the ability to manage it a little bit. And, you know, part of the challenge, I do think, Mark, is that the schedule, especially coming up here in this homestand, you can't just rest guys against Denver and expect to win. You can't rest against the Lakers and expect to win. And later in the year, you do have Houston and you've got Memphis. And those are games that if you want to climb out of the six and maybe get to the five or even hold on to the six, those are games that you have to take seriously. So you don't have a lot of cupcakes left. And even if you do, you mentioned Philadelphia. Just because you play a team that you should beat doesn't mean you're going to beat them.
Like Brooklyn beat you by 22 in one quarter one time.
Right.
Yeah, that's the NBA, man. Like, surprising stuff happens or else we'd all be rich. So, you know, we look at this right now. I do. There are a lot of, I mean, I guess I wouldn't call them cupcakes. Right. They do still have they got a lot of games left against the whole you should win crowd. They definitely do. You know, they're going to play the Spurs twice.
The Pelicans.
They've got New Orleans. Sure, they do go to Phoenix. Phoenix is still capable. You know,
Game 79, is Phoenix going to be interested by April 8th?
It might be interested, you know? Because it's the Warriors. It's on
Could
TNT.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And Kevin Durant he's going to try.
Oh, he always will try,
right?
Yep.
You watch Phoenix of late. They lose a lot of games, but, man, they're like, you know, I watched that game. Did you watch that game last Friday night? I think it was. They're in Denver. And I'll freely admit it. I was all over Denver in that game. Anyway, I'm like, ooh, 7 points. Denver's gonna beat them by double digits. Couldn't shake them. Suns come back in the fourth quarter. They've actually got a lead. Denver hits a three-pointer with a second left to go to break the tie. And you're like, ooh, they're gonna win, but they're not gonna cover. Well, here comes Kevin Durant, the savior. He nails a three, sends it to overtime, and then Denver wins by eight.
Oh, my God.
I was like, that's a win.
Cash me out one time.
But, like, they were game, dude. They went to Denver, and they hung.
Cash me out one time.
They hung. So you never know. You never know. Kyle in Oakland. Hey, Kyle, thanks for calling. What's up?
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I just wanted to chime in about some of the thoughts about possible issues that the Warriors might run into. And I think it actually might be Jonathan Kuminga. I mean, he's yet to play with Jimmy Butler. So where does he fit into this lineup? And, you know, when he comes back, is he going to be hunting shots? Is he going to be looking to get playoff ready? How are they going to deal with that? You know, hopefully he's gained some knowledge sitting on the bench watching, you know, Jimmy and even the interaction between him and Draymond, how they've played well together, you know, and kind of kept that same mindset he had before he got injured. But I think we might run into where he has to be, like he has been, coming off the bench and giving those guys rest, giving Jimmy rest, so that when we do play the Denvers and, you know, the teams where we need to play, we need to beat the Lakers, that they can go out there and do that, because those are more like playoff games, which we need to have our head space in order to, you know, really get out of the first round, you know, because I'd love to see the Warriors go to the playoffs, but I'd hate to see them lose, you know, one round and out. You know, I want to see them make a deep run finals. I'd like to believe Draymond, you know, 2022, he called it, I think, too, that they're going to win. So I'd love to see that again.
Who wouldn't, Kyle? I mean, yeah, obviously. Thank you very much. I hear you. You know, Kyle brings up, first and foremost, the thought about Kuminga. And it's like, you and I have sat here and talked this out a lot over the last week or so. I'm almost a little hesitant to do it because I know exactly where this goes. And I get branded as hating Jonathan Kuminga.
And I wish I knew why you hated him so much.
Oh, boy. I just want to say this very clearly so everyone hears me. I am predicting a massive downfall for Jonathan Kuminga. I think it's going to be awful. I think when he goes into the game, it's almost going to be like he's not in basketball shoes. He's going to have blocks on his feet. I think the Warriors are going to lose if they play him, Dibs. I think they're going to lose all the games he plays in.
Mark, you out here sounding like a hater, my brother.
All right. Do we have a clean in and out for social?
Try to pause.
That was great. I was trying to do the same.
I did. But I think there's a lot of fair stuff to bring up here, and
yes,
Steve Kerr has already brought it up. And you want to know what's wild? My number one concern is not even about the Warriors or the X's and O's. It's Jonathan. The number one concern is how to handle all of the different little mental aspects that go into his situation. Very challenging.
Incredibly challenging.
Very challenging. This guy knows damn well he's walking back into a team that in some ways he has never played for before.
Absolutely.
He is also recovering from a major injury that has its own mental hurdle. He knows damn well he does not want to upset the apple cart. He knows that there are only 17 games left. He knows that he is a restricted free agent and wants to put up the best version of himself out there. I mean, factor all of that into one return over a set of games over the next week and a half. That is a lot. That is a very tight rope to walk.
It's an incredibly tight rope. And think about the last time he played, and I'm just looking at it to refresh myself, when they took on Memphis the night he got hurt. The Warriors started Andrew Wiggins, gone. Dennis Schroeder, gone. Draymond Green, still here. TJD doesn't play. Buddy Hield got the start. Steph Curry was out. Lindy Waters played 28 minutes off the bench. Kyle Anderson played 21 minutes off the bench. And Pat Spencer played 12 minutes. Gee didn't play. Kevon didn't play. Quentin Post might have still been in the Netherlands, for crying out loud, as far as I know. But your team was Wiggins, Schroeder, TJD, Lindy, and Slo-Mo. Five of them figured prominently, and all five of them no longer play basketball for the Warriors. I know TJD's allowed to.
Yes, yes, yes.
But so now
he did the other night.
He did a couple minutes. Yeah. But now you've got a team of Jimmy, and I know he played with Steph, so this is a little bit of cherry picking, but now you've got Quentin, Moses has been elevated, and Gee's kind of taken his spot. So yeah, it's like when you go on a 10-week trip and you come back in and you got two new roommates and your other roommate has a new girlfriend.
Dude.
It's like, wait, the hell did you come from?
Dude,
this is my room.
I actually think before Coach comes on here in 20 minutes, we should have a Moses Moody conversation. I mean, fan base, you sat here for 2 years begging.
2 years.
And we're here, and look at it.
Mm. Look, 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 look.
It's pretty good.
Really good.
It's pretty good. I want to know how that feels for everybody. Morgan.
I'm sorry. I want to hear Steve Kerr come on and thank the fans for forcing Steve to actually play the guy.
Okay. Yeah.
See if we can get that out of coach.
You do that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll see if it's on my sheet.
On your sheet.
It's on my list of questions.
Well, you know, they tell us what to say, so let me go to my script.
Hey, Steve, do you owe the fans a thank you for forcing you to play double M's?
Or an apology.
Probably both.
An apology.
Yep.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.